Patagonia boycotts ski resort after owners sponsor Republican fundraiser. By Amy Furr on August 21, 2021. Patagonia has quit providing merchandise to sell at a Wyoming ski resort to protest the owner's sponsorship of the Republican fundraiser with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. The event also featured supporters of former President Donald Trump. The Associated Press, AP, reported Thursday. Well known for decades for its outspoken support of progressive causes and environmentalism, Patagonia in the past has brought unwanted attention to Facebook and Instagram and the outdoor retailer shows in Salt Lake City, the outlet said. Now, the company's stance could mean trouble for the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, which is a major tourist destination in the state. We join with the local community that is using its voice in protest. We will continue to use our business to advocate for stronger policies to protect our planet and hate speech and support voting rights and a strong democracy, Patagonia spokeswoman Corley Kenner wrote in a statement Wednesday. The move means Patagonia gear will not be available in three stores at the resort, which Kenner noted were the company's largest account in the area, the AP report continued. Resort owners Jay and Karen Kemmerer co-sponsored the August 5 GOP fundraiser in Jackson Hole featuring Greene, a Georgia congresswoman suspended from Twitter over allegedly spreading misinformation about COVID-19. Greene called the suspension a communist-style attack. Also there were Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio and Mark Meadows, Trump's former White House chief of staff. Admission started at $2,000 per couple. Last year, Patagonia added the phrase "vote the assholes out" to the back of tags on its updated line of shorts, Breitbart News reported in September. Meanwhile, the resort has been an industry leader when it comes to recycling and reducing energy use and will keep offering world-class brands in its shops, President Mary-Kate Buckley explained in a statement Thursday. We are proud to be the largest mountain resort operating on 100% wind today. We will remain focused on operating a world-class mountain resort and protecting the health and safety of our guests and employees, Buckley concluded.